Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 97.1 FM, and you can catch us anytime at newsdakota.com. Lisa Jackson, JRMC Foundation Director, joining us on for another Let's Talk. This time, we are going to be talking about golf for angels. And, this one, Lisa, this is another golf tournament that the JRMC is helping with. But the cause is so great. On how this thing came together, and you can tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again and supporting what we're doing in the community up at Jamestown Regional Medical Center. This Golf for Angels is a special one. Dr. Mandy Sorley, she's a family physician at Sanford Health here in town, came to me in the foundation because she was heartbroken and felt like something just needed to be done for families who experience infant loss. Unfortunately, we every year have families that don't get to take their newborn home. Lots of different reasons that happens. But as you can imagine, it's heartbreaking and devastating to lose an infant. So this golf tournament came about because the Sorleys created a fund. It pays for the medical bills of these families at JRMC. So they don't have to worry about finances. They can spend their time grieving and with their family.
It's, Lisa, you bring in it's not something a family wants to go through, and it's such a hard time and having to deal with, the medical expenses that come with that and losing that infant, not being able to take it home. I can see why Mandy would want to do something like this and why the JRMC would want to help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is coming up in August, I believe.
Yes. This tourney is August 5th.
Okay.
And it's a 9-hole scramble, so it's short and sweet because we want families to come out. Bring your kids, bring your spouse, and we will do a little golf. And then after golf at 1 p.m., we have a luncheon and silent auction and program. So, while you may come out, you and your kids might golf the nine-hole scramble. That starts at 10 a.m. Okay. If you have children that don't golf that you'd like to bring out, we'll have supervision and games for them.
Oh, excellent.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's fun. So that sounds fun.
So sitters will be available for kids that are 2 and older. They're going to do some games and have some snacks while parents are out on the course from 10 till 1. And then, of course, we'll do the luncheon. We're looking for teams, sponsors, volunteers for this event, and of course, silent auction items.
Okay.
So anything, crafts, if you sell items, we would love to have them. If you have bottles of wine that are your favorite, we'd love you to donate those because we do a really fun wine pull. So you might get a bottle of wine that's $10, but you might get one that's $50. So that's kind of fun for this event.
Yes, perfect. We have to remember the JRMC is helping Mandy Sorley partner with this because all funds that will be raised are going to go on to that fund that has been created by Mandy Sorley to help with that those medical expenses. So get August 5th circled on your calendar. They've got the Golf for Angels event, the 9-hole golf scramble coming up. And as Lisa said, looking for teams, donations, volunteers, if you're willing to help out. And it just sounds like a blast for the adults, the kids, and just such a great cause to raise money for.
It's a fun one.
Yeah.
Last year was the first year, so this is the second annual. But we had so much fun, really celebrating the support for support for families that go through this. So.
Perfect. So, Lisa, people do want to get signed up for that, ask you questions about that, get donations in, volunteer, or anything with that. What are some ways they can get involved?
Yeah, they can reach out to Dr. Sorley.
Awesome.
Or they can always catch us at the hospital at our website, jrmcnd.com, our Facebook page, or a direct number is 952-4880.
4880. And while they're doing that, they can ask about the journey to oncology. They can They can ask you what you've got planned next, because this is a busy time for you guys with all these events having going on.
It is. We are fortunate right now in our community and for our region that Jamestown Regional Medical Center is supporting a lot of new services for people because miles matter. And so, you know, we also have a new OBGYN coming. We have a new ENT for ear, nose, and throat for those kiddos up at the hospital. Urology, of course, you know, we're working on the cancer care. But in addition, we've got those everyday services that people need, the emergency department, our family birthplace. And a lot of times we're the only hospital for 90 miles that offers some of those services. So,
I think you could say the JRMC provides that big hospital care for our small region, you know, and it's a big region that you cover. But I mean, it's just such a great thing that you guys do. And so get involved with these events that Lisa and I have been talking about. Contact them to help out. And Lisa, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Well, thank you, Warren, and thanks to the community and our staff up at JRMC. You're all really amazing. So thanks for the support.